This is the Grunt Free Press Podcast. We're on episode 18, and we are out in the wastelands yet again. I am Absolute Deicide.
I'm Slick Bunny.
And we're just off air doing a little conversing about our adventures in the Boston Wastes. I just got a quick question for you.
Okay.
It's something I just stumbled upon something as I haven't played. You know, you played more than I have, but I stumbled.
Is this a spoiler?
It might be. I'd say it might maybe the biggest spoiler in the game. I'm just gonna throw it out there. Do you know how to turn on your flashlight?
Yes.
Okay. Never mind then. It took me forever. Dude. I had no idea.
It's the same as the last one.
I've been forever since I played fucking 3.
Oh yeah, understandable.
I was just fucking randomly, dude, like fucking holding B, and I'm like, whoa, what the fuck, dude? I'd have a flashlight. I just thought this game was just dark as shit, and I'm like, fucking, oh, yeah, this is fucking great.
Yeah, comes in handy sometimes.
Oh, like most of the time, yeah.
Yep, I love it. You know, if you lose a body or something, you know, moving bodies around in the woods, sometimes you can't see. And you're putting them in the fire and making them look like they're 69 in each other, dead bodies.
Oh, yeah, the important shit you got to do when you're out there.
Yep. That's what I actually did in the diner mission, one of the first missions. I came across the chem dealers trying to get their money from this old lady because her son got hooked on dope. So she feels like she shouldn't pay because he got hooked. But it's like, lady, what you don't understand is this is a business, and you need to pay for those drugs
that
we fronted you. Yep. Yeah, so she just thinks I'm going to come in and kill the chem dealers? Mm-mm. Murdered her and her fucking dope son. Killed him, fucking 69'd him. Guy opened a new fucking business right there. He sells chems. It's great. It's just a great experience.
Yeah, you gotta teach.
That's him. Like 5 minutes in.
Yeah, you gotta teach him a lesson. I say, my experience with that is I fucking went up there and they were already arguing and like shooting at each other. What the hell's going on? And I fucking, like, someone, you know, one of the fucking raiders or whatever yelled, the chem dealers yelled at me, like, oh, none of you, stay out of this, none of your business. And I fucking hit Vats, and they were red, so I ended up fucking stabbing them in the throat.
Yeah, because at that point, when they're red, I feel like you can't do anything. I like when it's in between, so I can choose, you know, like, oh, maybe, you know, maybe I help the bad guys, you know?
Yeah. A little pro tip again is, stab people. Go nuts to stabbing, dude. It's great.
I cannot wait. I got the switchblade. I'm going to be on the prowl now.
I don't know how good the switchblade would be, but yeah, as we're using a combat knife, you just use Vats, dude. There's some fucking really good. One of my things I like the most, dude, in a lot of games, just, you know, how does it handle stabbing? Like, you know, like Grand Theft Auto Online, dude, I didn't really like, but if you fucking throw on the Jason mask and the fucking jumpsuit and just go around stabbing people, dude, that's just fucking fun. Fallout's fucking fun, dude, stabbing people, too.
Really? Like, now, what kind of, like, I mean, what kind of stabbing level are we talking? Because I'm figuring, I haven't seen
good.
It yet.
It's good.
It's not like, we'll throw, brutal. Like, a punch stab, like a slice. It's like a legit, like, stab.
Oh, it's a good stabbing, dude. Yeah, they got some, like, straight up, like, they worked on it.
Oh, there's more than one?
Yeah,
is there more than one animation?
I think so. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Dude, because I was floored today. I never made a melee character in these games. Believe it or not, I've always gone like perception or sniping, just like, you know, some range. So I'm like, I'm gonna switch it around, dude. And I fucking snuck up on a guy, and I fucking grabbed him by the waist and like suplexed him backwards, like a German suplex.
That's awesome.
But it was kind of This is where I encountered a little bug. I kind of like froze, like right there. I couldn't move after that. I could see like my view first person, my hands out, but I just got stuck. Like I couldn't do anything. Then it finally broke out. I don't know what the deal was, but
yeah,
I couldn't move.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like I couldn't even look left or right, but then
I've heard that something similar to that. Yeah. Fucking in and out of VAT shit like that. Yeah. People getting stuck. Like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but I mean, shit like that, you know.
Just little things. I mean, whatever. I mean, I haven't encountered much in terms of bugs, dude. I really haven't. I mean, a couple fucking little things, like one of the first ones there when you fall in the the Minuteman guy there back to like Sanctuary. He's just like walking, you know what I mean? It's not like that long of a
Takes him
walk.
forever.
Takes him forever. And he'd like be in like a, he'd walk into a car and like he couldn't figure out how to get by, so he'd just be like fucking walking into the car, like just fucking like wouldn't do anything. So he fucking go up, dude. You do like the old school, like go up and just kind of shove him aside, like push
Yeah,
him,
try
like,
to push him.
like I'm sure you could like wait it out. That's what used to be the trick in all those games. You just wait, you know, go back to where you want, just wait and fucking let the time pass, and I'll just fucking get there eventually, type of deal.
Oh, dude, see, now this is an interesting. This is why I love this game, right? I don't know if you've come across this site, same road. I'm just walking down the main road trying to get to the Diamond City. And I come to a guy, he's got a shotgun, and he's just holding another guy, like ready to murder him. They both look the same. One saying he's a synth, the other one saying he's a synth. So it's like, what do I do? Who do I believe? You know? Just a great choice. Do I just kill both of them? Do I just take a shot? Guess it's this guy. Guess it's that guy. I
Yeah, it's
don't know.
little things that pop up, yeah.
Yeah, so it's
So
just it's a great game.
I said to take a break from it. I mean, I was fucking like in and out of it, you know, playing. I play a couple hours here. I was some fucking juggling, fucking so many games, you know. I really fucking sat only a couple days. I actually sat down, like dug into it. But there was one day, dude. The entire day I was playing, probably like a good like 4 or 5 hours. The entire day I spent in a fucking polymer lab. All I did, just a little building, dude, just fucking, just whatever, just, oh, like, fucking open, like, one of the cities, just fucking, oh, here's a door, open it, see what's in there, and it's, like, fucking, like, whatever, dude, like, fucking Cambridge fucking polymers or whatever. I spent, the, like, 4 or 5 hours
Now, what's
just
that?
building.
What is polymer? What is that?
It's like a fucking, like, chemical compound, I think, like, fucking, like, you know, it's
Oh,
just,
you came across one, you
yeah,
said?
it was like a lab, it's like a lab. So I go in there, and there's a fucking robot in there. And she's like fucking like one of the little your companion or whatever, the Mr. Handies, you know. And
Yep.
she's like, oh, you want to take a tour? And I'm like, all right, yeah, sure. So I fucking sat through like a tour and shit, like just sitting down, dude, showing like slides, just giving the history. And then like she's like, oh, you know, you want to get employed here or something? I'm like, yeah, sure, why not? And she fucking like puts me through like this decontamination thing. Then I end up getting fucking like locked in there. Has a bunch of fucking like ghouls, and it becomes like a little quest, like fucking, oh, you gotta find your way out, and you fucking like search,
What?
you're searching all the, like these terminals and shit, and like fucking, you know, fucking trying to figure it out, dude. There's like fucking like, you know, some of the areas are so like just like ridiculously radiated, so you had to fucking find like a hazmat suit. That's a great thing to have in your inventory too. It's a fucking hazmat suit, dude. It's like plus 1,000 fucking
Yeah,
radiation
yep. I got
pieces.
it my first guy here, but not this one yet. That's the key. You got to try to get that before you hit this building.
Yeah,
I
fucking great,
mean.
dude. So I ended up doing that, dude. I fucking like find a way out, dude. A fucking legendary boss fucking popped up, like a fucking legendary ghoul, dude. Fucking killed him.
Dude,
Had some
let me
shit with
ask you
him.
this. What level are you playing on?
I think just normal or whatever.
Oh, you have to go up. Not don't go all the way up.
Just
Just the
one
one
higher.
under.
I might be one higher. I'm not sure. I just
I go to
like.
very hard. I would really recommend very hard. Survival's a little too much because some things are just way too hard to kill. You just don't have enough ammo. But very hard, I feel like, is real good. You see, like, a good mix of legendaries. You get some good shit.
Yeah,
I don't know.
it's just not like that's not like what I go to for like the, you know what I mean, those games, like I'm not, it's not really balanced that way for like difficulty, you know what I mean, like fuck, it's been, I've died a ton, dude, like just
All
fucking
right, yeah. So as long as you feel like it's, you know, it's whatever,
not so
then.
much from like, you know, regular enemies, like a couple of them have been fucking pretty nasty, but I mean just like fucking, oh, landmine, oh, there goes my leg, I'm dead, like shit like that, like fucking, you know, like shit, yeah, it's just fucking not really what I look for in the fucking, you know what I mean, those games, but it's like whatever.
See, yeah, okay. That's cool. I just like to make it a little challenging because sometimes they can get a little easy, like right away. I just don't want to feel like OP, for instance, at level 7. You know what I mean?
Right, but I mean, I haven't seen like fucking whatever. Like, I haven't seen a fucking like super mutant yet. Like, who knows? You know what I mean?
Oh, really? Those are fun.
I don't want it to get like fucking like frustrating. You know what I mean? It's again, it's not really what I look for in the game. I killed myself a shit ton just tossing fucking Molotovs and hitting a fucking like pipe or something and fucking murdering myself. That's happened a
If
couple times.
we could get into the super mutants real quick, I love what they've done this year,
I saw
this time.
this year. Yeah. This roster is pretty good.
Yeah. Just the fact that you remember the last, it was like the same thing. Like all the super mutants were the same. There's like this one. There's like at least four different ones, which is great. Like this kind, this one has a different weapon. This one fucking is a legendary, and they'll be all lumped together and just fucking, it's great.
Yeah, I haven't even seen that shit. Like I said, I probably only put like, I don't know, maybe like 12 hours into it or something. I'm probably like 10 or 12, level 10 or 12.
Okay.
I haven't gone like, oh, but yeah, it was just,
Yeah.
so I'm in that lab, dude. And I'm like, yeah, again, it took me all fucking day to the fucking lab. And then I'm like, fucking, dude, there's all like these chemicals around. It's like unknown compound, like 571 or some shit, like all like this weird shit.
That you can take?
Yeah. And there's like a little machine, dude. I fucking put it in the little machine, dude. Like pop in the thing, dude. I had to read like a bunch of terminals to figure out like what to do, like fucking like what order to put them in, like what chemicals to put in there. I do it, dude.
Okay.
It fucking pops out like a legendary fucking power armor chest piece, like a hardened one. Like,
Wow.
dude, like fucking, that's awesome, dude. Like, I spent like, what I mean? It's like fucking, I did like nothing like constructive, but spent the whole day in this little fucking lab, dude. And I got fucking, what I mean? I get rewarded for it, dude. I got like, it's fucking awesome, dude. Like, that shit's fucking great.
Yeah, see, that wasn't in the last one. Like, that's what I mean. Like, this one's
Well,
just so improved.
they did have shit like that in the last one, dude. Like all the vaults and shit. Like each vault you found had like its own little thing going. Like the fucking.
Oh, they did have like the little the games or whatever, the little what do you call it? I'm drawing a blank. Puzzles.
Yeah, shit like that. But I mean, like
But you never got nothing like that. You'd just get the loot. You wouldn't get like some mixed compound, right? First, I don't remember. Well, specifically, I don't remember, but.
yeah, you want to get like unique gear like that. Like that's like, what I mean? That's fucking like new, I guess. But I mean, like they're still the same. They all like the story to like each little area. So like the terminals and shit, you can fucking look through and notes
Yes.
and all that. But yeah, like the fucking like the legendary gear and like that, like that's just fucking new for this.
I love that shit. I just think it adds more to it than you got the modding. You can make it, how you want it. I just love it. In fact, you can make drugs. I spent a lot of time just making a bunch of jet and this and that and selling them all in town to different people, just in my suit, just walking around town, sunglasses, selling all the jet.
Yeah,
Fucking great.
it's nice to sell. I try not to like use that shit, dude. It's a pain in the ass.
Exactly.
It's a
That's
pain in
why I'm
the ass
like,
to
dude,
get
I'll sell it all.
get addicted to it, dude. It's such a fucking pain in the balls.
Yeah, or you could get the perk where you don't get addicted if you're really into that shit, you know? That's I just this is it's an awesome game. I mean,
Yeah, it's great, dude. I was a little foot off at first. I'm like, dude, this is more like they made it into like kind of like a, what I mean? It's easier to play. It's just like a straight up like first person shooter than it is like a, what I mean? Like the old ones, it's just like you almost had to go into VATS, and I kind of like that. Like, what I mean? It's just fucking
Okay.
like more like the throwback to like the original ones, which were like turn based, So it's just more like fucking. You kind of have to go into like this stop, fucking pick your shots and like fucking, what I mean? Manage your fucking AP and all that. This is I think that I find this is a lot easier just to go like straight up. Like I've gone to fucking VATS, dude, missed like fucking like 8 shots and like fuck, dude, I just used on my AP and fucking, just fucking shoot him normal. Like, what I mean? You can hit him in the fucking face like every time you aim right. It's just, what I mean?
Yep.
But the VATS is still awesome, at least for the slow-mo stabbing. I mean, at least it's fucking great.
Oh yeah, it comes in handy. I mean, a lot. Another thing, I don't know if you remember, and maybe you haven't realized this yet. You haven't played as long, but remember how I don't know. In all these games, all the Bethesda games, like the way the AI works, like they run right at you, like
Yeah.
just run up to you. So it
Pretty
kind of
much.
takes away the gunplay. Like the guy's just gonna
Yeah.
run in your face,
Yeah,
like.
this one they're taking cover and shit. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. That some of them take cover, some of them run at you. There's suicide bombing mutants. I don't mean to spoil it.
Yeah, that's fucking. Yeah, I bet guys like sitting back, like sniping me and shit, and like
Yeah,
fucking.
dude, that's huge. Because I was complaining about that at first. I'm like, they fucking run up on you. You can't really do
Well,
anything. I mean,
I mean the ghouls do, but I mean that's what they're supposed to do is they're fucking like,
exactly.
what I mean? They're
And
fucking
like the scorpions, like these things
right.
don't
The
shoot, so
creatures
they
and shit
got to.
don't give a shit. Yeah, they'll fucking run right at you.
Yeah, and it's just, and then it's, I started noticing that guys were taking cover. It was great. I mean,
I got a question for you. How do you like those fucking the power armor stations or whatever?
yep.
How do you put like the power armor into the station? Like I just fucking park it
Easy.
near it, dude. Like I
Yep,
couldn't
yep.
figure it out.
You just get out and then walk up to the station and hit craft, and it'll be in there, and you can craft it. If you back out, it'll be staged right in there.
Oh, I got like the pieces in there, like the head, the fucking whatever, dude. You know what I mean? But is there a way to, I mean, like, fuck, I know, like, get like the title screen and shit. Like, it shows it, like, the power armor actually, like, sitting on the
Oh
fucking,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, I just get out right before it, right? And I walk over to the station and just hit craft.
All right.
And then he goes into the craft screen, but once you back out, it should be he'll be saved right in that spot.
All right, I'll have to try
The
it.
yeah, that's how it does it for me. 'Cause I won't yeah, I thought the same thing. I'm like, "Oh, this got to be able to put it in there and boom, that's what it did." So that's easy. I haven't really upgraded it much, but it
Yeah,
looks like
I've been
that's
trying
cool.
to save it, dude. Like I said, I keep getting like all these other like pieces and shit. Like I have like I ran into fucking Raiders, dude. That fucking power armor. So it's like, I fucking have like the original fucking like the one they give you right at the beginning. Then I have like a fucking like bunch of Raider pieces, and I got that fucking like legendary chest piece. And it's just like, dude, I don't know. I don't want to fucking start dicking around with it,
Yep,
But.
it's pretty cool. You can customize your your power armor, different paint, fucking
That's
different
fucking awesome,
things.
man.
It's cool. And you know what else I find cool about that? Like at first I'm like, "Oh, this is so cheesy. You're gonna give me this right in the beginning." But you have to get the
Yeah,
cores.
they balance it out. Yeah,
Exactly.
yep.
And not only that, it's like you don't have to use it. I feel like I break it out if I really need it. Like if you know what I mean, like there's a few parts that are like tough.
Right.
So I'm like, all right, I'll come back with the armor because it's like fucking 20 guys, But it's great. It's just cool. I like it. I mean, we haven't even touched on like the building. I think the building is pretty cool too.
Yeah, it's just fucking pretty awesome, dude. The one thing I was saying earlier is fucking one major complaint I have is the fucking the inventory system. Just like trying to get shit to your base, you know what I mean? Like you're out in the world. I took fucking, built up my strong back perk as much as I could, so I have like an extra 100 pounds, dude, I can fucking carry. Then
So what do
still.
you have, like about 300 or so, a little more?
Yeah, like 350 or some shit. Plus, I have like so like as every time I can craft like the pocketed armor, dude, I'll do that so I can carry even more. I'll fucking give shit to my
Okay.
companion, but it's like you go out and it's like, well, I want to fucking grab all this junk so I can fucking build shit. But it's like you get junk, then you get it's like, oh, I want to grab like some weapons, some armor so I can break them down or whatever. Do that too, and it's fucking dude, just within like fucking like 10 minutes, dude, I'm just fucking completely fucking over encumbered, dude, just like crap. Then you got to go in and like, all right, well, what do I want to fucking drop, and it's just
Yep.
like going through that fucking inventory sucks. Like it's fucking pretty bad.
Well, now I don't know if this kills the immersion for you, but this is what I would recommend is you get to somewhere you can fast travel and just back and forth.
I don't fast travel. That's my thing. I refuse.
Okay. See, just in something like that where it's like, okay, I got all this shit, let me just put it back and go right back to where I was. Or you know what I'm saying? Just go to the closest like spot you can spawn to.
Yeah,
I don't know.
it's.
That's just what I would do. It to make maybe take the pain in the ass out of it
Oh
for you,
no,
but
it makes it easier, dude. Definitely. I just don't like, you know what I mean? All these games, you're just like first person in these fucking world. I don't like the fucking fast traveling,
yeah, it's understandable. I try to avoid it unless I literally want to go all the way back to Sanctuary and I'm all the way at the bottom. I mean, I should, depends how I'm feeling,
Yeah. I just like the exploration. It's like even like if you fucking like you were saying, you've gone to the same place a million times, you can still like, oh, what, I'm just fucking like walking around. Oh, some shit fucking popped up. Like, you know what I mean? Some random fucking garbage as you're walking around. So, or it's like fucking, oh, a little cave somewhere. Like I didn't see that before. And you fucking, you know what I mean? It's fucking just like.
See, now let me ask you how you feel about this, because this kind of where I have a problem with that. The exploration, I love it, but I'm paranoid in these games that I'm gonna go somewhere that is a different quest that I should be doing later on, and I'm gonna like clear out the place and
Well,
either ruin the quest or somehow do it and I don't even know. You know what I mean? Something like that,
I mean,
like.
it should be designed. It's open, it's open world, so it should be designed for that. I mean, if something fucks up, I mean, it
Yeah, that
fucks
would be
up.
on the game, I
Yeah.
suppose. Yeah.
But I mean, it's kind of designed for you to do that. Just fuck around and just fucking like, oh, I'll fucking stumble on some shit like that. You know what I mean? Like that fucking the polymer lab, dude, is fucking might have been a fucking quest somebody sent me to at
It
some point.
actually is. That's a quest that I'm at later on that I never got to. I didn't bring that up yet, but I can tell because it's got to be the same place. It's a chem lab.
Yeah, it might be the same or like whatever. I stumbled in some fucking
Yep. Oh,
some
see? Yeah.
radio station or like fucking satellite station or some shit. I just fucking like cleared it out or like a fucking what was it, like a, I forget, it was like a Nuka-Cola plant, maybe a Corvega fucking like car manufacturing place. And I fucking just cleared it all out. And then like I think, yeah, I think stumbled on someone later. It was just like, oh, like fucking, they were gonna give me that quest. It was like something like, oh, I already did it.
To
It's like,
clear out the court.
yeah,
Yes, exactly. Yep.
whatever, yeah.
Oh, okay. And you're just like, I already did it. Boom.
Yeah, it was just done, you know.
Yeah, that's true, I suppose.
But I mean, yeah, it's fucking, it might be like you might run into a bug or two doing shit like that, but I mean, like, whatever, it's fucking, you know, it's fucking.
Or just could you possibly wander into, maybe you wander into Deathclaws and you're totally not ready for that?
Well, that's part of the fun, I think, you know what I
Oh,
mean? I mean,
exactly.
yeah, I mean, that's fucking.
I kind of hope for that.
Yeah.
But I feel like, yeah, you just have to go wander. If that's how you do it, I don't know if you go, maybe follow a few quests or just kind of go in that
Oh, well, what I
area.
do is I'll fucking, I'll fucking search around, and it's just like, all right, well, I fucking, found some shit, like whatever. And then it's like, all right, well, I'm
So you won't head towards anything like
kind of
active
do.
quest?
Well, I'll be like, oh, I'm kind of doing nothing. So like, fucking, I'll set a quest marker and I'll walk towards it. And then I'm like, oh, I see something over here, dude. It might be something over here. And I'll fucking just wander off and like check it out. And there might be something, it might not. I'm like, all right, I'll back over here. And then, oh, look at this over here. What's this? And fucking, you know what I mean?
That's awesome.
But
Yeah, it's just fucking, I don't know, it's amazing. I just think it's great.
it's really, it's fucking really good. But what about the graphics though? The graphics suck, right? Terrible.
I don't think so. I think they're straight. Doesn't bother me.
I think they're pretty good too. It's fucking hear people bitching about it, like fucking, oh, it's fucking like just dumb, dude. Fucking why,
I
dude?
mean, it reminded me of BioShock Infinite, kind of, just when I,
Yeah, it
that's
looks like,
like what I
yeah,
keep thinking of.
it's like stylized. It's not supposed to be like realistic, you know what I mean? It's not like fucking going for like gritty fucking realistic shit, dude. It's fucking, it's like an art
I mean,
style.
it's pretty close, yeah. I
It
mean,
looks
it's
good,
good.
dude. I think it looks fucking fantastic. And fucking like hearing all these people, it's like, oh, fucking, oh, the frame rate dips and blah blah blah. The textures are fucking 480p, and it's like, dude, you're a fucking pussy. Just shut up and fucking play the game, dude, or don't, like whatever.
Yeah, it's not even close for me that would even come into
Yeah.
play. I mean,
It's nothing that would fucking distract me from being like, oh, it's a bad looking game. Like, dude, shut up, dude. Like,
other than the little bugs, like, yeah, it might get a little choppy in VATS and shit like that, but
yeah, but
when it doesn't do that, it's
I don't know about
great.
you, dude. That shit doesn't fucking bother me. Like, unless it's like really fucking bad.
Yeah, unless it
Yeah,
freezes the game, then
yeah,
it's
yeah.
like, oh, that's gay. But whatever, it's not even still not even that bad as long as I'm saved and the save's not corrupt or something. That would piss me off.
Yeah, it
So I
fucking.
try to make multiple ones like every fucking 10 minutes, you know?
I think it saves automatically every 10 minutes, doesn't it? I think it,
Yeah, you can
if
set
you
that, which I love. I think that's a great option. You can pick if you want to have it set on sleep,
I
maybe
think.
set on weight, you know?
Oh yeah, I think the way it works, you set that up. It's like, I think like the default is like every 10 minutes, but you got to look at your Pip-Boy. Like,
On the Pip-Boy, yep.
you don't
But
have,
you know you're going to always be looking at that.
you don't have to. I mean, you don't have to like set it to save. You just have to, as long as you open it up within like, you know what I mean, every 10 minutes, dude, it'll fucking do it. So.
Yeah, and you know you're going to do that without even trying, you
Right,
know?
right, right.
Most likely, at least I do, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's wonderful. I mean,
Yeah,
just everything, fucking building people, having slaves.
it's fucking.
I don't know if I told you my first one, I built a bar, dude, from scratch. I fucking leveled a house, fucking. I love how you can do that too, clear out the old
Yep.
shit
Yeah,
house and
as soon
just
as I
make a
figured.
brand new structure.
Yeah, it's addicting. As soon as I figured that out, I'm like, well, I'm fucking walking around getting every tire, fucking everything, dude. It's
Oh,
fucking.
cleaning it out, yep. OC, like, what is it? OCD,
Yeah.
everything. Like, oh, I gotta get rid of this, get rid of this, get rid
I
of
don't need this fence. Don't need this car. This car's not doing nothing. I want that steel. Like,
this.
fucking.
Yep, exactly. I maybe left one car for show. I think I left the one in the front, like the red one, you know, at the gate. But that's another great thing. You can put up your turrets there. Like, you could be so creative. I mean, I was kind of basic. I just put a, like a gate up by the bridge and shit with some guns and built this bar, though. It was cool. I mean, it didn't really, I don't know. I thought it was cool.
Nice.
You can't, like, and you know how you can build the shops and have merchants, which is
Yeah,
another cool thing.
I haven't gone that far yet, but yeah, I was looking into it.
So I did that. I was like, oh, I'll build a bar one inside the bar because that's really the only way to do it. But I kind of had to like jerry-rig it. Like I had to take the roof off to kind of put it outside, but inside. You know what I'm saying? because you can't put it inside the structure.
All right,
It has to be like outside, so
Oh, okay.
I had to like take the roof off and work around it. So, but it's just cool, you know, the guy in there just bartending, you know, they come in there when they're not working. It's great.
I think
Put benches outside, they sit down outside and like 8 at night, you know.
they gave you free drinks and shit.
No, you can buy all that shit off from the vendors. They're pretty much just a permanent vendor there, you know.
I figure it's your town. You built it. They fucking give you some shit for free.
Well, your companion does. That's all I've noticed. He'll give
Yeah,
you
yeah.
shit for free time to time. That's really all I've seen. But you also, it's cool. You know, I don't know if you have the caravan lady that's there all the time as well. Like you'll go there and she'll be there with her big Brahmin, the trader. She'll
Okay.
just be there right off the bat. Like I think she stays there.
I
But
haven't, yeah,
anyway.
somebody you said it, so like the caravans will like go and they'll trade between your settlements and shit. But
Yep.
I haven't gone again, dude. I haven't gone that
Yeah,
deep
I don't
into it.
quite get how that works. It was like letting me, it was pretty much like I send a person to another spot. But that was all I got out of it. Like, okay, I'm sending this guy to here, but that's really it. It didn't say like, oh, he's gonna bring back or this or that, or it was just like I was kicking him out of one and moving him to another. That's all it seemed like I was doing. But then it showed I had a supply line on the map from there to there. So I don't really know how that works. If they just bring food from, you know what I mean? I don't know. If he
Yeah,
walks back and forth, maybe.
I don't even have that perk yet, so I don't know. Like I started dicking around with that again, dude. Then I'm like fucking like put a couple like things in, dude. Then I'm like looking, I'm like, oh, I can put like lights and shit in here. I'm just like fucking
Yep.
like, dude. I'm like, dude, I'm gonna fucking like, I gotta just stop and just go like wander around. Like fucking, I'll fucking do this later. Like, you know what I mean?
When you think of something.
Not when I think of something, just when I'm fucking like after I gotta do like a couple quests and just fucking like dick around. As if I can't fucking just turn this into like fucking, you know what I mean? My fucking life, like fucking game inside of a game type of deal. Like I gotta fucking, you know, I want to get to a quest. I don't want to. I feel like I'm fucking like going too fast in the quest line. Then I'll fucking back off and dick with that. But.
Yeah, that's what you got to do. It's cool though. It just gives you more shit to do. I mean, stretches it out longer. I mean, it's just fucking just great. I mean, I'm interested to see if there's no. I heard there's no level cap, so you can theoretically get everything.
I think I heard there was. I thought it was 50.
All right. I'm hearing both that there isn't,
Yeah,
that there is.
I think it's 50. And they said like when they put out like the expansion packs, the DLC, what they usually did for for 3 and shit anyway was they'll put out like, you know, like the first expansion will come out and be like, oh, he has new shit, and plus we like, you know, raise the level cap up like 10
Yep.
levels or something. You know what I mean?
I might take to Google for this one 'cause I'm not positive.
Yeah, I'm not too sure either. But I mean, like, even like I said, there's probably like quests. I mean, you find like those Pip-Boys and they raise your stats and shit. I mean, there's other ways to raise your stats other than just fucking leveling up too. So you can probably get like theoretically like most of it. You know what I mean? There might be like a few that you don't really care about that you want to fucking get, but you probably have like most of your shit fucking leveled up decently by fucking 50.
Yeah, see, it's funny. Google first answer is yes, level cap 50. Then this one, Fallout 4 will have no level cap and no hard finish.
Yeah,
It's like,
who you
okay.
believe?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to look for the latest one, I suppose.
Yeah, I heard there's no like actual end to it. Like fucking, you just keep going after you finish the main quest and shit. You can just stick around.
Yeah, see, soft cap of 50, hard cap of 100.
Oh, what does that mean?
Skyrim. That's what someone says here. I mean,
What's the difference between a hard cap and a soft cap?
good question. It says Skyrim was the same way. That's what this guy's comment was. So, I don't know. I don't really know. That's on Steam forum. But whatever. I mean, it probably is fucking. Yeah. See, looking on a Reddit post, it's like there's a guy who posted his character at level 128. Not sure if it's PC command cheat or legit.
Probably, dude. I want to fucking trust those PC fucking
Oh, dude, the
guys.
PC ones are a riot. I saw one, dude. You could change the size of the guys and shit. Like, it's crazy. You could make like, you know,
Giant
your guy like a giant, yeah, like it, or make
fucking.
him tiny. Like they were making him tiny. It was on that. I don't want to give him a plug to all the listeners, but it was on that fucking stupid Polygon site. I just happened to
Oh.
click come across it, but it was kind of funny. I'll give him that. It was kind of funny. like shrinking the character down to like a piece of dust, you know, like it's like you do all that shit. Fucking, it was just hilarious. It's fucking stupid. But yeah, I don't know.
Again, to restate, you just my fucking personal thing. You don't like mods and shit like that. I was like, yeah, it's funny to watch like a video, dude. I don't know. There's like so much to do in that game, dude. The last thing I'd fucking think about was, oh, I'm gonna make my guy like, you know what I mean? Make him big. I'm gonna open the console command and blah. It's like, dude, I don't want to even.
Just the fact he can. It's just that's the only thing that I think is cool. Like I probably wouldn't bother either. You know, it's funny, but. Or maybe make I might make my guy a little taller, not like an outlandish giant, but you know, just a little taller. It looks just, funny. You know?
I wish he was a baller.
Yeah. Oh, dude, and it just makes me more excited of what maybe they could do with the next one. You know, well, down
even,
the line.
I mean, even that. I mean, they're saying that they're bringing like mods to like consoles and shit. And I have like, whatever. If you're gonna pick like certain shit, like I'd love a fucking mod to like fix the fucking inventory. Like that'd be great. So if somebody could fucking figure that out, and then like,
oh, that's quite possible.
Bethesda sees that and like, yeah, dude, this is fucking way better. And they just, you know what I mean? Fucking like add that, like shit like that. Yeah, cool. But not shit that like fucking like breaks the game. You know what I mean? Shit. Oh, fucking
yeah.
Put on fucking god mode and fucking, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like kill everybody. Fucking.
Yeah, yeah. One hit kills. That's fucking great, dude. Yeah, it's great for those little fucking montages and shit, but.
Yeah, that's pretty much exactly it. You know, you wouldn't really want to play it like that and just fucking ruin it, you know? That's what the thing I was watching, stupid YouTube video. So they're obviously, you know, fucking around. But it was just funny. Yeah, it's fucking stupid.
Speaking of shitty fucking, news sites, dude. I found out I was fucking unbanned from IGN.
Oh, nice.
Commenting with a vengeance, dude. If I can see how long that lasts.
Oh, those moderators will get you.
I already got a couple little warnings and fucking talkings, too.
Talkings, too. It's fucking unbelievable.
Some guy fucking complaining. I guess they put, they were like fours or five, dude. They had like whatever. You could buy like fucking like tokens to buy cars. You know what I mean? Like it'd be like, fuck, you could play like normal and fucking race and get credits, or you could buy like, you know, they'd be like tokens for like however much. You could pretty much just like buy, like, oh, I want this car. I don't feel like fucking, you know, getting the fucking, spending the time to get the credits. So I'll just fucking buy the tokens and get it that way, you know? It wasn't a big deal, like, fucking, like, whatever, dude. Then fucking, of course, dude, a million articles, like, oh, these microtransactions ruining Forza, like, blah, 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 fucking greedy fucking Microsoft and all this shit. And I guess they put them into, like, Forza 6, like, just, like, recently. They're like, yeah, whatever, dude, put in the fucking the same system. And people fucking bitching about it. Oh, after the reviews come out, they put in this fucking microtransactions. I'm just like, dude... Yeah, like, dude, how about you just fucking not buy it? Like, you know what I mean? Fucking these guys fucking like, oh, well, ruins the game for me. It's like, dude, if you can't, like, control yourself, dude, that's a new fucking problem, dude. You can't fucking, you know what I mean? You have to impulsively buy, like, everything, dude.
Yeah, I mean, just don't buy it.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Real simple.
So I call the guy a whiny pussy. And I get a little fucking, like, please don't fucking, like, personally insult fucking other commentators and
blah, yeah.
Blah, yeah, dude.
Oh. It's like, well, that's what he is.
Yeah, dude, he's a whiny pussy. Like, what do you want me to do? Like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, dude, like, who gives a shit? I mean, it's not hurting you. It's. I think it's cool if you want to do that. Go ahead.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like that helps everybody. It helps them because you're paying for it.
I mean,
you know?
If they do it wrong, you can ruin it. You know what I mean? If they make it so it's, like, impossible to get shit and you have to buy it without, like, you know, spending your whole life. But it's something like that, dude. Or, like Halo 5, dude. Like, those, like, rec cars. Like, oh, you play, like, whatever. Like, 10 games, you get fucking a pack of cars. Like, it's not a big deal. Like, fucking,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Or fucking you're an idiot and you spend fucking $3. Like, who cares, dude? You're a fucking idiot. Like, you're fucking, who's going to complain about that?
Yeah, like, I feel like the Madden cards is pretty much a scam, like, for the most part. It's EA, you know, like, you can buy packs and it takes you forever to earn money, and, you know, they don't give you shit for rewards, and then you buy a pack and every card sucks, you know. It's like you have to keep buying a ton of packs to even hope to get something decent, you
know? But can you earn that, like, by playing the game too, or is it just
like... Yeah, but just really, like, really slow, like, yeah, really, like, not like Halo, but like worse, like,
right? There's a right way and a wrong way to do it, and, like, you know what I mean, like, complain about
the, yeah, clearly they do it, it's bad. Like, you, like, for a real good card, it'd probably be like fucking 100,000 coins, and you'll probably get like 100 coins a game, maybe.
Yeah,
If
see, that's
that, you know, it's
ridiculous.
like, yeah. It's just stupid. Packs cost like fucking whatever, you know, 8,000 coins. You know, you get maybe fucking, I don't even know, 300 if that fucking, if you do real good on the best level, maybe. I don't know for sure, but it's just fucking stupid.
Yeah, there's like a right way and a wrong way to do it, and fuck, you know what I mean? Complain about the fucking ones that are fucking, you know, I ain't doing it fucking the wrong way. Then you get these fucking articles like IGN, dude, complaining about like the ones that are fine, dude, and then like 2 minutes later they'll be like, oh, dude, Hearthstone, fucking so good, game of the year, maybe, and like that entire game is just cards. That's all it is fucking cards and buying card packs, you know? Fucking they'll love that shit, dude. Or it's like, fuck, you hear like fucking like. Same people, dude, like fucking, oh, the way you know, microtransactions is the way to do shit, like it's the way of the future, like, you know what I mean, like fucking it's a great business model to fucking offset the higher cost of game, like they'll jack that shit off, dude. But it's like fucking Forza, dude, oh, it's Microsoft, dude, and like all your little fucking anime fucking commentators on fucking IGN, dude, fucking don't like them, so you know, fucking just fucking clickbait articles, dude. And it's like, dude, get the fuck out of here.
You ever think we'll see a time where it's like the microtransaction is kind of like, I don't want to say hidden, but like within the game. Like let's just say Fallout, for instance. Like you would go to a certain spot and you couldn't do that quest unless you paid $2.99 to get this extra quest, and you
Well,
just could only get it by walking up to it and buying it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like.
again, it's kind of like depends how they do it. I mean, it's pretty much like, you know what I mean? The first fucking DLC drops a fucking Fallout. It's like if you don't buy the DLC, you're not gonna be able to fucking do the quest. So it's like, what's the difference, you know?
Yep.
I don't know. It just kind of depends on how it's fucking in there, you know? How they fucking put it in. And how, you know what I mean? It's fucking
Remember how
like.
Dark Souls did? It was probably the coolest thing I've ever seen, because, you know, good luck if you figure out how to do it.
I don't remember how Dark Souls did
Yeah, remember you had to go to some part of some random map, whatever part, and you had to grab something out of the statue or whatever, and you're like, what the hell is this thing? And it was like the key pretty much to unlock the DLC. Then you had to go to the
Oh,
water and like talk to the ghost in the way back of the fucking water, and like you would never know, you know what I mean? Or had no,
yeah.
you had to kill something maybe. I forget. It was something. But then you had to talk to this lady, and like that's how you accessed it.
Yeah, I never did the DLC for Dark Souls. I thought you were talking about they had like microtransactions, like you'd fucking like kill the
No,
fucking
no.
jumped off a ledge, dude, and like fucking equip some thing, dude. And then it's like, oh, I spent $2.99 to level up or something like
I
that.
think we'll see that shit though someday.
I said it's already like people already do that shit. You know what I mean? It's just a matter of like pretty much the way Ellie is. Like, dude, you fucking like. Can you just ignore it? Number one, like fucking, like Forza is just like a little thing. Like fucking, it's just like, oh, press X. I think they were saying, dude, in Forza 6 too, you can like do an option so you can't even see that shit at all. Like, well, why are you gonna complain about that? You can turn it off completely and just ignore it. Like, there's no
Yep.
fucking, like, why would you care about that?
Not like they're twisting your arm, you
Right.
know?
Like, dude, I fucking 100%, dude, did every race in fucking Forza 5, dude, and didn't spend a fucking cent on that shit. So it's like, still, as fucking people like use it, like, oh, boy, it's so bad. Blah. It's like, dude, complain about the shit that does it fucking the wrong way, you know? Oh, yeah, shit already does that. It's just fuck. I just look at it like fucking, you spend like your $60 or whatever, dude, no matter what, like, the season passes or the fucking, like, whatever, dude, the DLC. It's like, dude, is it fucking the game worth, like, $60?
Yep.
Like, do you fucking feel like you get your money's worth fucking playing it? Like, does it feel like it's fucking missing shit or not? Like, but, you know what I mean? You just gotta go, like, case by case. I mean, like, just fucking flat out, like, oh, microtransactions are fucking awful. Like, well, it's like, dude. I don't know. I can see, like, you know what I mean? Like, I'd personally, like, fucking wouldn't do it, dude, if I have the option, dude, of just playing the game. But you got fucking people, dude, who play games for, like, a fucking hour a week, dude, and they fucking work all week, and it's just like, oh, yeah, they want to fucking whatever, dude. Spend
Yep.
$4 just, like, unlock. Like, Battlefield did that shit, too. Battlefield 4 and maybe even, like, 3. Oh, where it was, like, fucking,
I'm
like,
sure Star Wars does it too, probably.
probably, yeah. Oh, I'll tell you, speaking of fucking that, dude, I bought Battlefront, too. I bought the fucking like ultra fucking deluxe edition, you know what I mean? The fucking like ridiculous, dude, all the fucking DLC, season pass, all that shit. But I also had fucking $40 in credit, and then I was had like 10% off fucking EA
Access.
Oh,
that's
So
pretty cool.
it was like, it was only ended up costing me like $50. I'm like, yeah, why wouldn't I do this, dude? Fuck it.
Yeah, you'd spend that anyway, so. And did you check it out? What did you think?
Yeah, I played a couple hours. Yeah, it's pretty much what I expected. I mean,
Same
fucking.
as the
Same as
beta
the
we
beta.
played?
It's a shit ton of modes. Like, it's like probably like a dozen different modes. Is you know, it's fucking like hero versus villain or whatever. Or it's like three, just two teams. Like fucking one team will be like whatever, like three fucking heroes. The other one's three villains. And like everybody else is just like they'll be like their guards. You know what I mean? So you fucking
Oh,
go around.
okay.
It's pretty cool, dude. I fucked around with that for a little bit, and then there's like fucking one. It's just all air combat, all like X-wings and fucking TIE fighters and shit fighting like that. Just pretty cool. There's
Okay.
like a train, like a single player like training mode. Like a lot of the shit, dude, I didn't really dick around with because I was just on that trial. I didn't want to waste my time doing that,
Yeah.
so I was just pretty much doing like the standard, like the conquest mode. Pretty much is what I was doing. It was fun, dude. It's just fucking, it's real fucking just like casual, like whatever, dude. Just fucking run out and fucking shoot and dick around. Like it wasn't
Yeah, it
like.
felt like it was kind of easy to kill people. I mean, it wasn't really about that.
Yeah, exactly, dude. It's like the complete opposite of like Halo. It's not like fucking like hardcore, like fuck, you know what I mean? Like fucking skill based, just fucking like strategizing how to fucking do shit. It's just like, oh,
Was
whatever,
almost
dude.
just like fun, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It's just fucking like just chaos. Just fucking go around, dick around, fucking shoot some dudes, fucking call in some strikes, fucking just do whatever.
Yeah, get some pickups everybody can get, right? Which I like.
Yeah, that's fucking whatever. Had fun. It's pretty much, again, dude, what I expected. And fucking looks awesome. Sounds fucking awesome. Like, I don't know.
Now,
It's fun,
tell
right?
me about this hero mode. Like, are you talking like, so if you're like the dark side, you could be like Emperor and
Yeah,
Darth
he'd be
Vader?
like, I think it's like the Emperor, Darth Vader, and Boba Fett. And on the other side is like Luke Skywalker. I think like Han Solo and Leia, maybe.
Okay.
But it's
That's
like,
kind of cool.
yeah, I mean, they all have like unique powers and shit. Like Leia fucking like she'll have like a shield. You can shield everybody. Like fucking Luke and Darth Vader. Like, dude, I get fucking choked by Vader, dude. It's pretty cool.
Really?
You fucking yeah,
Oh, that's
he's fucking
sick.
walking, dude. He's fucking like he's holding me up, and my guy's in the air like choking, like and he's fucking dying, dude. And he fucking like throws him away, dude. It's fucking awesome, dude. It's pretty cool.
Dude, that is awesome. Yeah, I may check it out. I mean,
Yeah,
I'm not like a huge Star
I
Wars
mean, like
fan,
you
but.
do, like you have EA Access, right? So you have that 10-hour
Oh, yeah, I already
trial.
got it downloaded. Yep.
Yeah, the 10-hour trial, and that might be enough for you. Like me, dude, I fucking, dude, I want it. I can't wait to see that fucking new movie, dude. I fucking love it. Actually, my whole fucking family's like, dude, yeah, we gotta go see Star Wars when it comes out, dude. They're fucking, like, it looks fucking cool. But, yeah, it's just fucking whatever, dude. It's something I'll pop in, dude. I'll fucking play the DLC. I'll play all the new maps and shit. Yeah, it's fucking cool. I'll check it out after I'm done with this, dude. Definitely.
Oh yeah, see, that's a big if. I don't know if I'll be done with this till the next one.
Oh, what? Done with what?
Fallout.
Oh,
I
yeah. I
don't know
mean,
if I'll be done with it.
oh, no. Yeah. If you get it, I mean, if you're just locked in there, yeah. Fuck it, dude. Well,
I know I'm bound to get sick of it at some point and switch it up, but.
I'll throw out my prediction now is, yeah, you won't finish it. I don't think you'll ever finish it. That's right. It's gonna just gonna
No, dude, it's too good.
you'll just create new characters
I
until
know, dude, I will. I do that a lot.
you burn yourself out of it. Is this my
Yeah. Till I find the perfect build, which I'll never find, and they're just the perfect whatever I like, you know. I'm gonna finish it though. I definitely will. I like it. I mean, I like the other ones too. I just fucking shit kept coming out. That's gonna keep happening. Shit's gonna keep coming out, but I'm gonna make sure I finish it. One way or the other. If I have to run through it just to finish it on one character,
You
you
could
know.
probably, I mean, if you really wanted to, dude, you could fucking just do the main quest and probably do it in like 10 hours or something, just fucking blow right through it. But I think that's like why I even bother playing at that point. It's, I don't know, those games really aren't about like the main story for me anyway. It's just
No,
fucking.
no. I just like to I get caught up like can't decide like should I progress the main story? Should I let it sit and do it last? And then I kind of end up, you know, all over the place, never getting to the main story because I'm doing all the side ones, you know.
Yeah, I'm always all over the place. I always get like worried about like doing main story missions by accident, you know. I
Yeah,
just
exactly. That's what I was saying about stumbling across shit, you know? Like if you stumble across a main thing, unless I assume it wouldn't let you do that. I mean, I can't imagine they'd let you know, maybe lock it if you weren't at a certain point or make you not get there somehow, you know, whatever the case.
I know I heard in like three. You know, I remember like three was the point, like to like find your father or something, some shit like that. I guess, like, dude, if you just like started that game, you knew where he was. You could just walk right to him, and like that was it. Like, oh yeah, hey, what's up? And like completely like not do any of the other shit. Like,
And you could end the game like that?
well, when it ended, like they'd just like progress to like the next level. Dude, you know what I mean? Of the story, you just fucking like cut out like an entire like fucking bunch of quests just to do that. That's just cool, I think. It's just like whatever. Just so I just fucking
It's
wander
cool. It
around.
would just suck if you did that by accident. You're like, oh, I missed like a ton of shit
Yeah, but
because of.
you could always replay it or like whatever, you know, like fucking I don't know, or fucking I don't know if the other quest is still there. You can go back. I'm not sure. Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, dude, my fucking whole thing with those games is just fucking. I just wander and just fucking like whatever. It's almost like a life simulator, fucking wasteland, fucking life simulator.
It really is. Oh, it's great. I'll stop at cooking stations and cook up
Oh yeah.
food.
Oh, you
I'll
got.
sit in the middle of the woods if there's a chair, dude, and just sit there and like look at the sky. Oh, speaking of the sky, dude, how cool is the fucking storm that comes through? You must have seen
I
that.
don't think I've seen it yet, dude. Have you had some rain, dude? I keep hearing people say talk about that, so like the radiation storms.
Yes.
I don't think I've seen it yet.
Dude, it is awesome. It's like everything's green and it's like boom, boom, like what's going on? And you're getting radiation with the wind. Oh, dude, it's great.
That
I'm
sounds
like,
cool.
what is this? Yeah, it's awesome. It's like fucking menacing. It's great. It's like the
Sounds
sky's green. You're like, what is this? Like, is it fucking aliens or something, dude?
wonder our
Fucking
compassion
great.
fucking dude. You see those storms in Mad Max, the game, dude? Oh,
No,
dude,
I never did.
it was fucking gorgeous, dude. They're so good.
I mean, you'll have to say, you know, see what you think. I mean, I didn't think it was, you know, over the top. It's just fucking, I just
Yeah,
thought it was
check it out.
cool, you know.
What
The
always
fact you
that.
get radiation in the wind, you know.
That's cool. It always happens to you. Those fucking games, like the day-night cycles, I'll always end up like fucking like in a building somewhere, dicking around. It always seems like every time I come out, it's always fucking night and I can't see shit. Like every fuck without fail. And then I'm fucking by the time I find something else of where I'm going, it's like, you know what I mean? It's starting to be daytime, dude. It's like I'm always like wandering around at night when I can't see a fucking thing.
I know, but isn't it so great when the daylight hits and you're like, ah, nice, I can see shit and fucking. I love it. You know, it's fucking great. Sometimes I'll sleep, you know, it depends what time it is. It'll be like, you know, 1 in the morning. I'll be like, I'll just sleep till like 6 in the morning, fucking start the day.
Try to keep a 9-to-5 schedule. Count it done.
Yeah. You know, it's cool. You get the rest bonus too if you do that, you know, shit like that. That's pretty cool. The game is just awesome. I just say I think it's got to be. Well, I never played the first ones, who people love, but it has to be the best one. I mean, it's just as far as the new ones go.
Yeah, I'm not far enough into it to really say either way. It's definitely the deepest one, dude, by far. There's so much shit to do.
Yeah, I mean, you know, maybe it might just be my personal favorite because I, you know, I'm not a hardcore. Like maybe the first ones were just different and better in their way, you know. But I don't know. I just think it's pretty fucking cool what they've done. I feel like it's way better than Skyrim or any of those games. Just
Yeah, I wasn't huge on fucking Skyrim, dude. I thought fucking I still think Morrowind's
yeah.
the best in that fucking that series.
Yeah, I
Oblivion,
mean it.
I thought Skyrim was better than Oblivion, but I wasn't really crazy about
Oh,
Oblivion
really?
either.
See, I think I liked Oblivion better than Skyrim. So,
It's
you know,
good.
I just you could go to Oblivion. I thought that was cool and fucking,
Yeah,
I don't
but
know.
then he did it like a million times. Dude, it was the same shit every time. Everything looked the same.
Yeah, it did. It did. But yeah, it was cool. I don't know. They've been good games over the years, these Bethesda games. I mean,
Oh yeah, I love them,
can't
dude.
deny that.
I
You know,
love
I
them.
feel like I play every one, huh?
Like an event when they fucking come out, dude, they're great.
Now, see, I don't know how you feel about this, but I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing something like maybe incorporating a co-op in this.
I don't know. I think that'd ruin it, like
You
personally.
don't, not that you have to work together, just maybe you could be in the same world and, you know, do your own thing and level up your own way, but the option's there if maybe, you know, I don't know. I don't know. I just what you think. I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing something like that as long as it was, you know, not game breaking, but you know, you don't have to do it. Just a separate thing, you know.
My whole thing with those games, just fucking, that's like, dude, those are like my fucking, just like, dude, I'm like on an island by myself, just fucking, like, nobody bother me type of, you know what I mean? Like, I'm fucking, I don't know. They did like fucking something like that. It'd just be like, I don't know, like any other like fucking MMO or something. I'm sure they have to like compromise to put you online and just like, you know what I mean? Rather just fucking.
Yeah, I suppose.
I just focus on just like, just fucking sick. Like I heard people complain about like Morrowind and shit. Like, oh, it's just like an offline MMO pretty much and blah. It's like, well, kind of, but it's like, you know what I mean? It's just fucking, I just like the fact that it's just like you and your character is just like pretty much like the center of everything. Like, you know what I mean? It's not like dicking around, like fucking, you know what I mean? It's just fucking like, it's just you. That's it. Like you're fucking like living your life, dude. And like nobody, you know, no real world people are fucking bothering you. Like fucking, you know, all you're doing is fucking you and the fucking, the world. And that's it, you know?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I just like seeing, you know, crazy shit. Maybe if you could do a, maybe, you know, oh, yeah, you probably wouldn't like it, but I wouldn't mind seeing, like, having, you know, if you were going to do that, you had to, you know, you could maybe be a, like, a good guy, bad guy, like, one side, like, one, if you did the co-op, one guy would have to be, like, I don't know, a mutant or something like an enemy, you know, and play and level up as like the enemy, you know what I'm saying? Like as a fucking stupid, like super mutant or like a bug or a fucking whatever, you know, you could be a fucking raider and like play the game from that angle. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it'd be pretty cool. Again, it'd be like a different game. It's like fucking just like these core, like just like Fallout and fucking Elder Scrolls and shit. It's just
or
fucking,
even not co-op, or even just give you the option to play your single player, but maybe you want to be on the other side of the faction trying to, like, stop a hero from saving everything. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool. Like, something completely different like that. Yeah, that'd be fucking pretty sweet.
But yet the same game. Like, you know, you're, you know, maybe you can work your way up to, like, the leader of whatever, the mutants, you know, or whatever the case, you know?
That'd be cool. It's like DLC or, like, a spinoff or something. Yeah, that'd be fucking pretty sweet.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing some crazy shit like that. Who knows, you know? I don't know if they end up going changing shit, or we'll see. Pretty good where it is.
Well, they were talking about fucking doing like an online, like Fallout online.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like it's gonna happen. I don't know if it'll be good.
But then again, there's like the Elder Scrolls Online. Nobody gives a fucking flying fuck about that.
Like, yeah, it's absolutely terrible. That I'm glad though that is terrible, because now they're gonna be like, dude, we're not gonna like ruin Fallout too. Like, we're going to have to make sure it's right if they're going to do that.
Hopefully. I mean, that wasn't, like, Bethesda that made that. That was, like...
Exactly. Like, you're going to just give out your fucking series to some shit-bum company?
So they've done that before with Fallout. Dude. They had, like, fucking Brotherhood of Steel, like, this fucking top-down, like, fucking, like, almost like Diablo-type little thing. Only it was pretty bad. It wasn't terrible. Like,
I didn't see it.
People, like, had, like, a shit fit about it, because it wasn't, like, you know, it wasn't, like, amazing. I thought it was okay, but it was just fucking, just like a fucking, just like loot fest, just fucking like Diablo, just fucking, you know what I mean? It's fucking murder. It's just fucking murder and shit. Just fucking complete action, like nothing really do it. People were fucking pissed about that. I think it was horrible, but whatever. I mean, fucking shit happens. See what happens with it.
Yeah, it's it. I don't know.
I guess this is fucking four. It's just like massive, dude. Like fucking massive hit, like everywhere, dude. Like selling like crazy. Like it's just like the fucking like top played game on Steam, like fucking like by like a huge margin. Like fucking like Grand Theft Auto and shit and all that was just fucking like not even close. Like it just fucking crazy popular, which is weird, dude. Because I fucking, like I said, I fucking, since like Fallout 1, dude, nobody knew what the fuck that was.
Oh, exactly. Even 3, people were probably like, you know, that was the first I was introduced to it. But I even remember back then you telling me how great the first ones were and how you loved it. And I'm like, all right, I'll give this a shot. And it was fucking, I thought it was great. I didn't even have to play the first, whatever, 2.
I remember like working with people being like, dude, like fuck, you know what I mean? Like fucking, oh, as after like fuck, you know what I mean? I haven't fucking really been into like those like hardcore like PC games in, like forever, but I mean, I was fucking like younger, you know. And they'd be like, people like, oh, I'm just fucking, I built a PC or some shit, and blah, 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 dude. Like, I'd always be like, dude, you gotta play fucking Fallout, and they'd be like, what the fuck is Fallout? Like, it sounds dumb, and like, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, it's just so funny, dude. Now it's like this huge thing.
Yep. that would make you a Fallout hipster.
Well, if I didn't like it, if I was just like, oh, this is gay, I fucking do that. Then I'd be a hipster. But...
Oh, dude, it's great. And it's so, and I know it's kind of dumb, but I just love the Fallout, like the guy. Like the stupid little blonde guy, the Pip Boy. Yeah, just like how he's so, like, you know, he's just so stupid, but it's awesome.
Even like narrow it out, I see like fucking at like Walmart, dude, they have like the strategy guide. And it's like the fucking the Vault Dweller Survival guy, like on the cover. I'm like, dude, that's like the exact same like design as like when I bought Fallout 1, dude. They had like a little like the manual was like that, like the exact, it was like bound and shit, like wire bound fucking manual and like fake leather on the front. I'm like, dude, that's fucking cool. Same fucking thing.
That's awesome. What do you think about the perk system? I don't, we didn't really get to that much.
I'm gonna take a break and we'll get back to it. I want to make sure I'm not losing this entire hour.
Sounds good. You know your mama and your daddy. I'm no good for you. They call me dirty from the alley. Well, I don't know what to do. I get so tired of sneaking around just to get to your back door. I fall past the garbage and your mama jumped out screaming, don't come back no more. I can't take it. My guitar wants to kill your mama. Guitar wants to kill your mama. My guitar wants to burn your dad. I get real mean when it makes me mad. Later I try to call you. Your mama told me you were there. You just were there. So pull me, don't bother to call again. I still got to make this decision here. I don't know which guy to kill. It's like, do I kill this guy? He looks like this guy. And he's like saying this guy's a synth, but this guy's saying he's a synth.
You're still waiting on that, dude? You told me like an hour ago.
Yeah, just, dude, I'm right here.
Him, like giving him like question him like real deep. Like, talking, like...
Yeah, dude. And there's only so many options. That's another thing. How do you feel about the speech options compared to last ones?
Yeah, it's a little light. It's fucking, you only get the four, and it's just like, if you don't have your charisma built up or whatever, like the fucking, like the...
Like you can't do it?
Yeah, or you can try, but you're going to fail like every time, you know? I got to get my charisma up too anyway. But...
Yeah, I feel like that's a mandatory for me in these games because I love the speech. Like I love influencing or threatening or whatever. I kind of don't like how it's general. Like, oh, threaten, do this, do that. It's like I kind of don't know where that's going to go.
Like a
you know?
BioWare game, dude. It does the same
yeah.
thing. Like fucking Dragon Age or Mass Effect or it's like, dude. Like you pick
well, like, yeah.
it's like, where it's like, oh, like question. And the guy's just like a complete dick and he's just fucking like, you know what I mean? He's like, I don't want to do that, dude. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, it's like not like I don't know where it's going to go. I mean, if it's like pretty blatant, like threatening or whatever, but... I don't know. What would the last one? Was it like the whole phrase, if I remember right? You had like a whole sentence to say?
I think so.
Or something?
I think it was just, yeah, it was just like
I can't text, remember right? off the top.
I think it was just text. It would just say like exactly what it was. There was no voice. So, like your guy,
yeah.
your guy wasn't voice. So you'd see exactly
yeah, you would do that mentally like, oh, you know, whatever. Fuck it.
Yeah, I showed you exactly what you were going to say, but he wouldn't say it. It was just text. You just fucking click it and then like, the fucking computer would say what they were going to say. And then that was it.
I kind of like the voice edition. I just wish there was an option to, like, change it, unless there is that I don't know about. I didn't see that in the creator.
No, but I think, you could, I think yeah, I think it's only one voice for a guy, one voice for a girl.
You would think they'd at least put a slider in there and, like, let you, like, change the pitch or maybe high or low voice at least, just to change it a little bit.
Yeah.
Kind of don't like that, but...
Yeah, if it's in there,
not
I,
a huge
see, I didn't see it either.
You know, it is what it is, but... Or maybe even get to the point where you could put your own voice in somehow.
So you'd have to record like fucking 2,000 hours of dialogue yourself.
Yeah, they give you the program, comes with the game. If you want to like take the time to set in all the, you know what I mean? All the wherever it goes, like they set it up for you. You just got to plug in the connect and speak when prompted.
They give you like the script ahead of time. You got to like do every line yourself.
Or it's just, no, that's what I mean. It's on a separate disc that comes with the game. So you just pop in the disc and it'll like step by step, like, all right, whatever phrases, however they, you know, set it up to
Well, the way
fucking.
they set it up is they record every line pretty much and just fucking plays, you know? So you'd
Yeah,
have
so like the disc
to.
would be like, oh, say, you know, this phrase, right? Or say something like that, like
Well, it's not.
react like this or that, or.
But you, again, you have to have like the entire script of the game and just fucking record every line, dude. It'd fucking be ridiculous. Be funny as shit, but.
Well, you wouldn't, yeah. I mean, if you think there's not like a million parts where you're talking. I mean, there's a lot, but it might not be too bad.
But you have to do like every option you'd have to do. You know what I mean?
Or what if you didn't have to do every option? Maybe you could just put one in that you kind of, or a few, and have a few auto-generated ones kind of mixed in or something, you know. So you kind of, once you came across, you'd be like, oh yeah, I know what I'm doing, you know. So, I don't know, something.
Oh, you could just put subtitles on, turn the voice off, and just act it out yourself.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
Maybe
and the
pick
problem
the.
with recording it, if you read the script, you'd know what would happen, so
Yeah,
that would be kind of
exactly.
gay.
Just act out yourself,
That
do a little fucking like play, dude, and record yourself like a YouTube video. Like,
that's what I was thinking, maybe if they could
my
walk you
wife,
through it
my
without telling you.
baby, no! Like, real dramatic and shit.
Oh, dude, it would be great. Just give you more power as the user, you know, to make it your way. I don't know, they already do the pretty good job of that, so.
Little change topics here, if you don't mind.
No, not at all.
So we're running a little late. I mean, I know you're all about Fallout. I mean,
All about Fallout. I'm Fallout Boy.
you are the yeah, you're the Pip Boy. But understandably, I've been trying to mix up my shit. Throwing a little news here too, just to shake it up. Friday the 13th, funded.
Yes. I actually watched the gameplay
Oh, what do you
and
think?
I think I'm gonna like it. I think it was looked pretty cool. I
They
mean,
didn't even show any kills either, dude. That's the main thing is the kills. Like fucking dude.
I watched that video. Was it on the one, maybe on the one you po Oh, no, you post the kicks. I don't know. I watched some
There
video
was
that
one
was
that
showing all the kills. Like, at
Oh.
this level, you're gonna get the sleeping bag kill. At
But
this
they
level, you get this kill.
didn't actually like show it though, right? They didn't show
YouTube video. Yeah, it
they
was like.
show like the actual in-game shit. I don't think they even recorded that shit yet, right?
No, only thing I saw was that one where Jason's chasing the girl in the pink, like he's going slow.
Yeah, it looks awesome, dude. It looks fucking so good.
But it
But
looked cool, like creepy, like it, like I
it's
don't know. It just.
so big. It's a lot bigger than I thought it would, dude. It's so open. Like, it's fucking like ridiculous, dude. Just like the entire like woods and shit. It's fucking cool.
Yeah, and it's like, what do you do it, do you just try to get out of there just without him seeing you? I mean, I didn't really get how that's gonna work.
Well, they were talking in that video, like fucking, like they were. T he was talking to like his teammates, and his teammates were like, "Oh, we got like three pieces of the truck, like all set up, like try to get to the truck and shit." And it's like, you know what I mean? Like, so you're trying to like escape, you know what I mean? Or I guess you can like set up like a trap for Jason, like try to like trap him and kill him, or you just try to get the fuck out of there, like either way.
It looks like it could be pretty cool, though.
Yeah.
I definitely.
I didn't think it was gonna be that open. It was almost like fucking like a DayZ type thing, dude. Just like a giant like armor, dude. Just like giant open woods, dude. And fucking him like hunting you the fuck down.
I love it, dude. He walks slow. He's fucking like, you could see him like right there. Like, he's coming. He's right behind you. It's like great because it's like, you know, you can only go so fast and he's just walking. Ah, that's cool. That could be real fun.
We'll see October, next October, October 2016.
Yep, I'm glad it went through. I kind of was hoping it would reach, like, there was one level, it was the because, you know, they kept putting it higher and higher for certain kills and certain things or
Yeah,
whatnot.
they hit some of the goals. They actually lowered a bunch of them down, so it was like I forget which ones they were exactly. It was like the head pop, like he's like crushes your
That's
head.
the one I
You
was
hear
gonna
it?
say. I wanted to get to the head
No,
pop, but it's like
that's
800,000 or something,
no.
right?
I think it's in there too. I think they lowered it down to like whatever. Yeah, they hit over 800,000.
Oh, great. See, when I looked, it was like seven something. And
Yeah, it
and it
ended
was
up.
the last day, so I'm like, okay, maybe that's just gonna be about it, you know?
Yeah, I get the totals at the end were 12,218 people backed it, The total dollar amount was $823,704 out of
Wow.
the 700,000 they wanted. But yeah, a little, I thought it was going to be like more. I thought it was going to be over a million maybe, but a little lower than I thought. But what they're doing is they're doing like another little campaign as they're making the game, so people can keep like donating money to try to get those goals. So it might get in there, you know. A lot of them might get in there.
Okay. That's pretty cool. I mean, hopefully it pans out to be.
Yeah, hopefully it's good, dude. As long as it's not
I think it will
terrible.
be. I mean,
I
with
mean,
the
I.
license and shit, I mean, they'll probably make it,
Yeah,
decent.
like I said, I'm not. I fucking hate Kickstarter, dude. I fucking just the fact that, again, I was interested in. They had, like, the ripoff before this. Someone was like, Summer Camp Volume 1, dude.
Yep.
That was, like, fucking, like, 2 years ago they were working on it. I'm like, dude, I want. That sounds fucking cool. And it fucking even better with the fucking Friday the 13th, obviously. So, fuck it, dude. I'm all about that. And I was watching, the guys, dude, they did like Twitch streams. They were playing fucking whatever, like Splatterhouse or whatever, dude. Just like whatever. They seem like they're like pretty cool guys. You do like the videos of them, dude. Like they all seem like they know what the fuck they're doing. So it's like whatever, dude. Hopefully it turns out good. I swear, dude,
Yeah, it looked pretty cool.
look in that fucking comment section. I swear, if I hear one more person talk about, oh, there's no single player, why is this? Oh, I'm gonna fucking like stab him in real life and fucking murder him. Because it's like, dude, the fuck out of my face with that shit, dude. Like. I said like 2 years ago they were talking like, oh, it's multiplayer only, it's only multiplayer, asymmetrical multiplayer. And then people whined about, oh, with no single player, I want my, I don't like playing online with other people, other people are jerks. It's like, dude, fuck you. And it's like, dude, they added like fucking like the stretch goals are like, oh, we'll add like offline, it'd pretty much be like a bot mode type of deal, you know.
I saw that, yep.
But then it reached that goal. But it's like, dude, like if the people were complaining about that, if they're expecting like something like fucking like mind-blowing fucking like single
Yeah,
player,
like Fallout, like.
it's not gonna be that, dude. Like there's no way in hell it's gonna be like that. So no matter what, dude, if they hit that goal, they're just gonna bitch about it. So don't even fucking
Oh, yeah,
bother.
they're gonna be like, oh, why'd you even put that in?
Yeah, so don't even bother wasting fucking time with that shit, dude. Just fucking
Yeah,
like,
and other people are gonna be like, why did you waste time exactly
yeah.
putting that in? Like when it sucks, it's like you could have put this in or that, more kills, more this.
So I swear, dude, it's fucking, it's that shit was like the comment section just spammed with that fucking spammed with that shit, dude. Just fucking, oh, I want my single player. And it's like, dude, like a million people, and like everyone's just like, dude, shut up. It's not a fucking single player game. Like it's fucking multiplayer. Like you don't like it, you don't fucking donate money to it, dude. Like whatever.
Now, would you like to see the kills like done like to the T, or like kind of like modified, but you get the idea, like their own twist, or do you think it
It
should be
depends.
carbon copy like
It
to the
depends how
map,
it's done, dude. It depends how it's done. Like I hope it's not just like an animation, just like, oh, you hit a button and then it's just like plays a cutscene. Like that shit would be gay.
That's what it kind of looked like you caught up to her and killed her, like you hit her, stabbed her, then it's going to kick on like the cutscene.
But
That's what I'm guessing.
I think there's like, oh, you don't have to. I guess the other way, you just fucking slash him with the machete, dude. It was fucking murder him. You know what I mean? Like those are like whatever. Like you probably do that, you get more like XP or some shit. Like, you know, like who knows? But yeah, I hope it's not just like a fucking like a little cut scene. Like I think you have to like grab him and like it's like environmental. Like you have to like drag him to like a certain place and do it like type of deal. You know, for some of them anyway.
Okay.
Like, you know, this is like they have like that sleeping bag kill from I think like whatever it was like.
Yeah.
I forget which one it was, but so you have to fucking like be somewhere, dragging to a fucking sleeping bag, put him in the sleeping bag, and then fucking bash him against a tree a bunch of times. Like,
See, I was wondering if they would design the level so you kind of would end up being near the sleeping bag at some point. You know what I'm saying? Kind of set you up to be able to do that.
yeah, I mean, like it's probably like that. Yeah, it's just like I said, it's like this will probably be like something you need, like you know what I mean, like a part, like the counselors would need to like fucking like you know like a car part or something would be like near there, like in like a little area with all that shit in there. So
Yeah, maybe the last one you need or whatever,
yeah, so you'd be, I guess like a lot of the shit's like random, like it's just you know what I mean. So it's not the same every time. Like all the shit you need is gonna be like randomly generated every
I
time.
like that. So you won't know where it is right after the fucking fourth time you've played, and you're like,
Exactly.
oh, all right, we all got everything. We won.
Exactly. Yeah. So I just like fucking like just like by the numbers. It's okay, dude. Do plan B. Like, you know what I mean? It's not that type of shit. So.
That's what worried me about Rainbow Six Siege. Like, oh, okay, we can come in like this, and like this. And after
Yeah.
we do that, they know it's either this, or this.
So what do you think? You have to play in the beta. You still feel like that? Or you think?
To be honest, I didn't play it enough to even remember.
Yeah, I think there's just like so. I think there's just so many like different options in fucking Rainbow Six. Like that won't be a problem. You know what I mean? There's way more options than there are fucking like. You know what I mean?
One thing I kind of didn't like, but I get, is like the class thing. I liked it better when
Yeah.
I could kind of decide my own
Yeah,
class. Like
like
if I wanted to bring a
build your
shield,
own
I
type of
would.
thing. Yeah. But
Yeah,
yeah,
you know.
they do that just to balance it out. So it's not like everybody with a
Yeah,
shield
I
is like
get it
ideal.
though. It's like you got to. But that, that's whatever. That's not a deal breaker by any means. I just would have liked it the other way, the old school way.
Yeah, it's a different game, you know. But I like that. I'll end up getting that too when it comes out. I think like December 1st.
Yeah, I probably will. Good chance I will. I mean, I always loved the Tom Clancy games. I mean.
But there's no single player. Where's my single player? It's like, dude, I love fucking single player games as much as the next guy, dude, but I also like different games. You know what I mean? Like fucking, you gotta fucking focus on something, dude. Like,
Jeez. Yeah, dude. It's like, I don't know. I'll take what they
I
give
was
me.
gonna play Fallout, but there's no multiplayer. I won't play games with no multiplayer. Yeah, it sounds fucking retarded, doesn't it? So like, dude, like, why are you gonna like do the other way, dude? Like fucking games, you know what I mean? They gotta fucking do what they do fucking best.
Yeah, you pretty much just have to decide, you know, like if you like the game, you'll just deal with the multiplayer part, like whatever,
Or
you
not, or
know.
just ignore it, like, or whatever.
Yeah, or if you really hate multiplayer that much, then oh
Don't,
well, that
yeah,
sucks.
don't buy the fucking game. Like, what do you want? Like, fucking, you know?
Yep,
Like,
you
dude.
could just grow up and like give it
Yeah.
a shot and maybe, you know, maybe it's not so bad.
Yeah, it's a little life fucking lesson, dude. Maybe, like, the world doesn't revolve around you. Maybe not everything has to be, like, catered to what you want, you know? And you can just ignore the shit you don't like. Like,
Yep. And just hope
crazy.
they decide what's best for everyone, you
Yeah,
know?
exactly. Or just how about if they do what they want, because they're the ones making the game, you know what I mean? You
Yeah,
don't have to
exactly.
fucking like put your fucking.
And a lot of these guys, I mean, they're not idiots, and they obviously work on these games a lot, so
Yeah. And if they
I'm
put it
pretty
out.
sure they're like normal people, like, oh, okay, this doesn't work 'cause of this or
Right.
this, you know?
Okay, like my thing was like even like the Friday the 13th, I'm like, dude, like why is this third person? Like it'd be like so much better in first person because I just like first person games better, you know what I mean? And I think it'd be like more like tense or whatever. But
So
I'm
it's
like,
definitely third. You don't get a first option.
yeah, I think so. As far as I know, but I think like again, dude, one of the stretch goals is like a little like challenge mode. You play like Jason in first person mode, like you know.
I mean, I feel like you should have to play in first person as the counselor because
That
that's kind of
was that.
cheesy that you can see behind you
Yep,
without looking behind you.
that was my thing too. That's exactly what I was saying too. But again, it's just like, dude, I don't
Wouldn't
know.
that be
I
like
don't.
a huge thing? Like if you're first person, you and he's chasing you, like you can't tell, like you got to keep looking, like you know what I'm saying?
I don't know like mechanically how, you know what I mean, like how it works. Again, dude,
Oh, that would be
I
awesome.
didn't make the fucking game, so I don't know. But I was like, yeah, it's pretty gay. But then after playing like fucking like whatever, like watching that footage and shit, and just like, yeah, it could work either way. Like whatever, dude. I'm not making the game, you know what I mean? Like fucking.
Yeah, I would never go complain about that. I mean, I would just love
Yeah,
to see that. Yeah.
I made a little comment like, oh, it'd be cool if it was in first person. But again, I haven't even fucking played the game, dude. They have obviously, dude. They've been working on it for like years, dude. Who am I to fucking tell them like what to do, you know? Whatever. Speaking of third person games, Tomb Raider.
Yep. Getting rave reviews.
Dude, I fucking love that game. It's great, it really is, dude. It's fucking gorgeous, dude. What a good looking fucking game, dude. I gotta say, it's probably the best looking game I've ever seen, dude. It's fucking
Really?
really good, dude. It fucking looks so good. Yeah.
No kidding.
Even like little things, dude. Like, dude, every time she'll like go in the water, dude. Like she'll be like swimming. Every time she comes out, dude, just like little things, dude. Like she'll like fucking like fix her hair when she comes out. You know what I mean? Every time, dude, her hair looks fucking amazing, dude. It looks like.
Like glistening off her nipples and
Yeah. No,
wet,
I didn't see any of that, dude. I know when like
wet breast.
in the first one, if you get her wet, she'd be wearing a tank top, dude. You could see her fucking nipples
Oh,
like through her shirt.
yeah.
But it's like, dude, if you go like walking against a wall, she'll put her hand out and she'll it's everything's just like it's not like fucking over animated fucking hot shit like fucking like Uncharted. Like it's not like distracting, like doesn't like make the game like control like shitty, dude, you know what I mean? Like Uncharted, like it fucking it's just everything works. Controls like fucking like incredible and it's all that shit's on top. Everything just works. It's fucking so good. And it looks fucking like just like the environments and shit is so fucking good looking, dude. So good.
Now those games kind of like you're on a path, right? It's not really too much exploration. You kind of like
No,
go
it's
straight.
well, you can for the main story, but I mean the main thing is it's all like exploration, dude. There's like so
Oh,
much.
is it like open?
Oh yeah.
Like,
Oh yeah, dude. It's fucking every area is just fucking like there's like little hubs, dude. And it's all open shit. And
now
it's all
open like a Dragon Age or like a Red Dead?
kinda, yeah. I'd say like a Dragon Age almost, like a fucking like it's like little just little hubs and shit. Like you can get the most of the game, you can just go like one end to the other if you really wanted to, you know. But it's like fucking just like there'll be like, dude, there's like a million fucking like little puzzles and like collectibles and shit, like every area. You know, it's fucking like you can just ignore it and fucking if you want to just do like the main story, but it's like, dude, it's like half the game is fucking, you know what I mean? You're fucking upgrading your shit. You're fucking like, you know, hunting deer, dude, getting their hides, dude, using the hides to fucking craft better shit. Like fucking, you know what I mean? It's fucking, that's like the key of that game, dude, isn't
Yeah,
it?
that's like playing the game. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, dude, it's fucking, yeah, it's fucking, it's a ton of shit to do. There's a lot of shit to do in that fucking game. I probably put like a good fucking like 30 hours into it, and I think I'm like 70% done or some shit. Like it's fucking, dude, there's a lot of shit. It's just cool too. As you up, you know, you up, you get like more shit as you go further, like down the story or whatever. So you get like, I just got like broadhead arrows. I just got like in the story, and what you can do with those, you can fucking like, there'll be certain points that'll be like wooden like structures like a building or something. And you can either fucking like shoot them into the building, like make your own fucking little path to like jump up and shit, you know? Like you'll jump on the arrow, you grab onto it, jump to the next one, jump to the next one, like climb up. Or I just upgraded it so I can jump and fucking jam the arrow into the fucking building and she'll just climb it, you know what I mean? So it's fucking like, so that like opened up. Now I can go back to like the old areas and there's a bunch of shit I couldn't fucking get to.
Oh, I
I
gotcha.
couldn't get to before, and I can go back and open that shit up. Or it's like, whatever, I have like fire arrows now, so I can burn like shit down. There'll be like little challenges, like there'll be like you know, like posters somewhere, and it'll be like the challenge will be like fucking all like burn all these posters in this area, and it's like fucking you can pick up like a Molotov or something, like craft the Molotov cocktail and do it that way. But then you'll run into shit like, oh, I can't get this one. And it's like, oh, now I have fire arrows, I can go back and get it. You know what I mean? Shit like that. Or like fucking like I get like a grappling hook now. There's all these ledges. I'm like, why the fuck can I get up there? You'd fucking die a bunch of times trying to get like get to it. It's like, oh, now I just jump, hit 80, and she fucking like throws the grappling hook up there and fucking like grapples up there, you know? That's fucking cool. Real fucking good, dude. I fucking love it.
Yeah, that's another one I'm going to keep in mind that I may try to get to at some point.
Oh, dude, you already have, dude. You have the other one, dude. The last one's fucking really
Yeah.
good too. I mean, fucking.
Maybe that's what I'll do. I'll try to finish whenever I get into that lull where I'm kind of looking for something. Maybe I'll throw that in, try it, finish it, and hopefully.
I get the opposite problem right now, dude. I mean, if I have so many fucking games I got, dude, I'm fucking playing. It's like, dude, not a bad problem to have. It's fucking too many games to fucking play. Like, it's fucking great. But, yeah, I'm trying to, like, I don't know if I'll hunt, like, completely, like, 100% fucking Tomb Raider, like, get every little thing. Yeah, I was trying to get, like, the, you know, most of it, you know, fucking before I move on and call it a day. It's fucking good, though. It's so good.
Now, I don't know if I asked you, you already finished it, like
No,
story?
oh no. See, I'm taking my time. You and fucking like going
Okay.
like
I
slow.
didn't know if it was like the open ended, you could finish it and keep going,
I
hunting
think
your trip, like whatever.
you probably can, but it's just like the fact that you're upgrading your shit, and it's like you don't want, you know what I mean? At that point, if you're done with the game, like why would you, like what does it matter if you have fucking all your
Yeah.
shit upgraded type of deal? Like you can still go out and explore and fuck around, I guess. But only complaint I do have, dude, and fucking the same thing with like Dragon Age and all that, and like the Batman games too, like the Detective Vision and that. Like you hit, you know, it's a ton of shit, dude. It's like fucking like, it'd be like almost impossible, like just find it on your own type of deal.
What, like you have to hit something to like
Yep, you
highlight it?
press in the fucking the right stick and it does like a little like, you know, like
Yep.
oh, turns everything kind of like black and white and then it'll like highlight like shit. You know what I mean? It's almost like
Okay.
exactly like Dragon Age and shit.
Yeah.
But the thing I don't like about that, dude, is like fucking like, dude, the game looks so fucking good, dude. I hate having to fucking keep doing that and like turn everything like black and white and like some shit's glowing. It's just like, dude, I don't want it. It keeps like pulling me out of it, like having to do that, you know?
Yeah, as opposed to doing it a different, yeah, keeping it light maybe, but
Keeping everything like fucking how it is. Like it's just like maybe like everything's just like a little like, you know, like give it a little glint, like a little shine to make it easier to see, maybe. I just don't like the fact that the game is so fucking goddamn good looking. It's just like I have to keep ruining the fucking how it looks, dude, but trying to find the
I
shit,
know
dude.
it's like, don't you wish, or maybe even done it with audio, like make you have to follow the sound.
Yeah,
or
I mean,
something.
there are little things. Like, there'll be, like, little, like, hidden, like, things buried in the ground. You go past them, like, the controller vibrates. You can find it that way. Like, shit like that. But
yeah, but that'd be, that'd really be tough.
The game is so fucking, like, big, dude. There's just,
yeah,
like,
what are you going to cover every square inch?
And then you can go to your map, like, you'll find shit, and, like, it'll unlock shit on the map, so you can, like, you know, mark it. But then to see, like, the marks again, dude, you have to, like, press that thing in, and it's, like, you know, you can find your way up there. It's just, again, dude, it's, like, little complaint. I just don't like the fact that I have to keep, like, pulling myself out by doing that. Same thing with the Batman game, is either it's, like, fucking, dude, like Asylum, dude. I barely even, like, saw, like, how that game, like, really looked. It's in the fucking detective mode, like, 90% of the fucking time, you know? But little black.
Now, what is the detector mode in that?
In the Batman, it was
just, like, X-ray?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it'd be like black and white, like X-ray vision. But it's like you kind of needed to do that to, like, find all the secrets and shit. And it's just like, I just kind of wish they figured a way to make it so it was like shit was hidden, but not like so hidden that you needed to fucking rely on that shit so much, you know?
Yeah, I definitely understand that, because I remember that vividly in the last Batman I played, which was probably. Maybe the, I don't even know, fucking probably two of them ago at least. Maybe the first one on 360, whatever, one of those. But yeah, I remember that. I kept having to go into that X-ray mode, and I kept thinking that, like, fuck, like, I hate using it. Like, I got to keep using this.
Right. It's just
and
like,
it just pulls like, you I don't out, want dude. To.
Yep. Yeah, you want to look at the game like how it looks. That game was good looking too. It's just like, yeah, I want to keep you like it's ruining like how the game looks like doing this, like, you know.
I thought Ghost Recon had the same kind of thing. There was some kind of you didn't have to use it.
Oh yeah,
but...
like the night vision and all that, or like thermal vision and that shit. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, oh, I want to, you know, I don't know.
I gotta say, like, different. That, like, it's fucking a military game. It's like,
yeah, exactly.
You want that advantage, like, type of deal. But I mean, like, fucking, like. Yeah, like I said, like, Tomb Raider is just so fucking good looking, dude. It's just like I don't want to like pull myself out like doing this.
Yeah, like that stage was it snowing that I watched you play? It was snowing?
Yeah, a lot of the games in snow and shit, but yeah.
Okay.
It's just so good, dude. Even like, dude, you go into like a cavern, like you don't everything. It's just like you don't have to like pull out like something or like go into a menu. Like she'll just like pull out like a. Like a orange fucking like glow stick, you know what I mean? Like she just does it on her own, dude. It's like the lighting's so fucking good, and just like the water is so good looking. It's just like, dude.
Yeah, so you don't have to equip your torch and fucking light it off another torch or something.
Right, right. It just does it automatically, dude. It's just everything's just like so smooth and just fucking it's fucking gorgeous fucking game, dude. So good. And all the fucking dude, really just like climb again, dude, just climbing around and shit, and like fucking, dude, I just love the way they have it. They did in the last one too, but fucking like, just like, you know, you'll find like you have like rope arrows, and it's like you're like doing like this like firing from one fucking like little like tree stump or something to something like up in the, you know, higher up in a tree somewhere. You tie it up and you fucking jump on the rope, which is like a fast climb. You like fly, you know, fucking crank her way up to the top of the fucking like tree like so fast, dude, and just like you're setting up like this giant web of just like fucking ropes and shit to fuck around on. It's so good, so fucking fun.
Yeah, it looked like it controlled good, like everything was smooth.
Oh yeah, Sandy, within like the first like days, you know, played that entire like Uncharted trilogy, you know, and I fucking, dude, I was like, as I play that, I'm like, dude, this fucking like pretty much shit compared to like even the last Tomb Raider. Then like within like fucking like 2 hours of playing fucking Rise of the Tomb Raider, I'm like, dude, those games are like completely fucking obsolete, dude. There's like no way, dude, like those games are fucking complete trash compared to this. Like it's not even close.
Yeah, and they're gonna put out a new one that's gonna be like identical to those.
I'd be like the same thing, dude. Like those games too, it's just like a straight path of like 5 hours, just A to B, just go. I don't know, here's some cutscenes and fucking move into this next area. At least it's like,
yeah, oh, watch out for that rock. Oh, keep going.
Like they'll do it like in the story in Tomb Raider. You'll get like that little like, oh shit, like fucking something like a helicopter chasing you, fucking run the fuck away, and like shit'll be collapsed and there'll be like a building on fire and like that'll be like a little thing. Then you'll get into like this giant open fucking area. You can do whatever the fuck you want and like backtrack and like do shit. Is like, dude, so much better, so much fucking better, dude. It's not even close.
Yeah, it's a cool game. Check it out when I fucking hit the lotto.
Yeah. Another quick thing, Halo 5 finally put up a fucking review.
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah. First to admit, it's not my best work. I was kind of rushing it, and didn't have much to say. You know what I mean? It's fucking tough.
Well, it's Halo. I mean, yeah. You don't really have to.
It's tough to say, like, yeah, the multiplayer is really good. Like, what else are you going to say? You know, but I fucking whatever. Put it up there. It's good. Good game. Keep going.
I haven't checked out Team Battle. Have you? Is it in?
I checked yesterday and it wasn't in there yet.
Of course. The old Master Chief trick where, oh yeah, we're fixing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just
Check
wait.
back next week. Uh,
Oh wait. Oh, Halo 6 is coming.
yeah. Get your pre-order in now. I will say, I think people are getting a hell of a lot better at that game, or I'm just getting worse because having a hell of a time. Do you doing anything other than like killing one guy, then getting shot by like three dudes like at once, or like directly afterwards?
Yeah, I mean, those are tough competitive games.
Yeah, it's hard, dude.
Very
And
frustrating.
then I'm playing fucking go back to like I'm like I'll play fucking Battlefield or Battlefront for a little bit, and I'm like, dude, it's so much different. Like I'm like trying to hit B to like thrust around corners and shit. I'm like, dude, this isn't working. This isn't how it works at all. But yeah, I think, dude, I just think, dude, I was saying that in my review, it's just like, I just think Halo 5, like, that's like the new standard. Like, it's just fucking like everything else just feels so like old school compared to that now. It's so
Yeah, it's
polished,
pretty
dude.
fucking good. Yeah, it really is. Just smooth, fun, and just can be frustrating if, you get dominated, but that happens.
Yeah, I mean, it's fucking so like skill based, Fucking arena anyway. It's fucking just so it's just pure fucking like skill and fucking strategy. There's no like dicking around, fucking bullshit. It's not like fucking Star Wars, just fucking run around like a maniac and just fucking like blast people and hope you fucking kill somebody. Oh.
Yeah.
Play that soon after I get off this and get the shit edited and blah blah blah
You're
blah.
gonna go to that? Not followed, huh? I'm surprised.
Dude, Fallout's like a fucking, yeah, like a year long thing, dude. I'm not, so
So
it's
you're
good.
gonna kind of like wait, like maybe get everything out of the way before you.
Yeah, it's shit that can be. Anything I can fucking say, like, oh, I'm done with this. Like, you know what I mean? I completed, like, fucking what I wanted to do with this and fucking put it aside. But yeah, dude, Fallout's like a fucking. Dude, anytime I fucking start, like, if you're rushing fucking Fallout and trying to do anything quick, dude, it's just ruined. Like, I think that
Oh
should.
yeah, you can't really. Like, it's like Risk. You can't just play a quick game of Risk.
So I gotta wait till it's there. I gotta have like a big chunk of time where I can actually sit down for like fucking at least 4 or 5 hours and just fucking get lost in it. And it's just like, at least fucking like Tomb Raider. I can, oh yeah, try to get this fucking little thing and fuck around and like whatever, dude, dick around for a little bit and like move on. Or like I can fucking throw in, you'd play a couple quick games of fucking Battlefield and fucking, hop in and out or like whatever. Fallout's like a fucking commitment. So,
Yep, I like the commitment. I'd rather have this than a fucking physical physical girlfriend.
definitely, dude. Fuck that. Dude, it's just a fucking idiot. Heard a nice little statistic. I tried like researching it, dude. I couldn't find it, but it was fucking paraphrased, dude. This is why I've listened to like fucking like Bill Maher or something. I don't know, like fucking more like white men in their 30s or some shit, like 30s to 40s, dude, like, and they're dying of like heroin overdoses and suicides, and it's like at this point it's worse than like the AIDS epidemic ever was. Like they're just fucking like flat out fucking dying race at this point. So next time you hear about people complaining about fucking white privilege and blah blah blah, or fucking dying race.
That's not good to hear.
Well, you want to end it on that? Fucking,
Yeah, you let the fucking Alu Akbars run around here. Let a bunch of them. Is that what you want?
Tell us at gruntfreepress.com. You can email us at podcast@gruntfreepress.com. I'm Absolute Deicide. It's
Save the
my,
white race.
yeah. I mean, really, we're in trouble, guys. We need, like, refugee money.
Get off the dope. Get to your local voting booth.
Nobody gonna come up here and love me, huh? All right for you, baby. That's too bad. Somebody else.
will tell you what you're gonna do. Let people push you around. How long do you think it's gonna last? How long are you gonna let it go on? How long are you gonna let them push you around? How long? Maybe you like it. Maybe you like being pushed around. Maybe you love it. Maybe you love getting your face stuck in the shit. Come on. You love it, don't you? You love it. You're all a bunch of slaves. Letting everybody push you around. What are you gonna do about it? What are you gonna do about it? What are you gonna do about it? What are you gonna do about it?